Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show. QT and Sign Guy with you like normal here. Some show notes before we get going today. If you're looking for some wrestling, lots going on today. There is Secret Slamta happening in Norwood, Ohio, featuring my partner Piper of the GK fam. You also have Defy Wrestling hosting the Wrestle Summit in Seattle, Washington tonight. DOA Pro Wrestling in Portland, and of course, Blue Collar Wrestling, also in North Portland tonight, like a usual Sunday. Now, QT, our guest, is supposed to be here. Hopefully, he doesn't Lance Dean us. We're waiting on Bob. Bob is scheduled to be here. I'm sure he'll be here shortly.
Well, Sign, I was sent a video from my wrestling sources, Big Vicious versus Eric Hansen, and that was in 2014, and I found out, well, actually, it was like March 2nd, 2014, since that was a Sunday, and the video was posted on March 4th, and I was there, yes, and you can see me cheering on Bob in the opening parts of that video. I think I have my Bob shirt also, which are becoming pretty rare in the Northwest, a Bob shirt.
Well, I can confirm that Mrs. Sign Guy also has a Bob t-shirt in her closet.
Well, that's very good. Autographed?
I don't think he's autographed it, but that would be huge if he would. But speaking of Bob QT, I believe we are joined possibly by our guest. Do we have Bob with us?
Hello, Bob.
Yoo-hoo.
Well, Bob is very shy, so hopefully we will get him here momentarily.
What, you wanted to do this interview and you're not going to speak right now? Come on, speak.
Well, we also have Big V with us. Big V, of course, very close, long time mentor to Bob. Big V and Bob, thank you for being here. Bob, we've been looking forward to this.
Okay. I didn't want to be here, but Bob insisted on doing this interview. The last time I was on this show, you did nothing but squawk and piss me off, Sign Guy. So no, I don't want to be here, but Bob insisted.
Well, we appreciate both of your times, and Bob, I thank you for talking Big V into being on as well. Since Bob is our guest, it is Bob's first time ever on Turnbuckle Turmoil. I'm hugely excited for him to be here, and we'll give him the traditional first-timer question. Bob, how did you find yourself in the wrestling business?
Well, that's completely not true, Bob, but you know, if that's what you want to say, then hey, that's fine. I don't know if you quite heard him there.
We were having a bit of difficulty hearing him, yes.
He's speaking loud and clear. Do you have a problem with your mics?
Well, it is 2018, and we have 2010 speakers here.
So what he said was he decided one day he wanted to go out to the ring with me. And when we went out there, he just loved all the cheering and all the excitement. So he wanted to continue going out with me.
Now, Bob, did you have any experience with wrestling before that? Were you a wrestling fan coming into it, or was going out with Big Vicious your introduction to the world of wrestling?
Now, I'm going to interrupt right here for a second, Time Guy. If you knew anything about Bob, I found him in the gutter and brought him in. I brought him in as a friend. And when I found him, he was nothing but a wet, damp, nothing. So I don't know why you're asking him if he liked wrestling or if it was his long-lost dream. But anyways, I brought him into wrestling. I don't think he had any clue what wrestling was.
Well, we appreciate you.
Bob's trying to say that he watched wrestling all his life, but we all know that Bob's a liar.
Wow. Well, I'm sure Bob used to watch Portland wrestling. Now, Bob, I mentioned earlier in this very program that you yourself are a former blue-collar wrestling YouTube champion. You won that championship in a battle royal a few years ago. What was going through your mind when you won that title?
Bob, you need to speak up. I don't think they can hear you. He's a very soft-spoken individual.
That is true. I've always known that of Bob.
So, you see, I guess I'm going to have to speak for him since he can't speak up. So, anyways, when he won that title, he said that was probably one of the most single, most exciting moments of his life.
He didn't hold the title for a very long period of time, but he was the champion. Did Bob get the opportunity to get any photographs of him with that title belt showing that he, in fact, was the proud owner of the YouTube championship?
Now, I'll answer that one. At that period of time, Bob was not allowed to be photographed because he was still a wee little monkey.
Now, Bob, like QT Vokes mentioned earlier on in this program, also had a very successful line of merchandise. Several people had Bob T-shirts, one of those shirts in Mr. Sangai's closet to this very day. He will wear it. What was Bob thinking when Bob would see people walking around with the Bob T-shirts at a show?
Did you catch that?
Not all of it. It was a little muffled.
All right. You know, like I said, I didn't want to be here, but obviously he can't speak up, so let me answer this one again. So the merchandise he was very excited about, and this was the start of mine and his disagreements, because he decided to go make merchandise, and at that period of time, the fans really loved him, and he got more over than I did.
Bob is very, very popular with the fans, for sure. Now, in a similar fashion, you were part of the Freak Show, Big V, and a few months ago, Paul Freakshine became part of the Freak Show, and he has been going to ringside with you as well. Does Bob have any animosity towards Paul Freakshine for taking a little bit of the spotlight away from Bob?
You know what, Bob? You can shut up on this one. So, yes, he does, and that's why I haven't brought him to the ring for a very long time. Every time I bring him out, it's Paul this, Paul that. Why is Paul doing this? Well, Bob needs to understand that Paul... See, Bob doesn't understand. Paul is a much more entertaining and valuable member of the Freak Show than Bob ever was. You see, Bob, just like Meat, has this ego that they believe that the fans are all about them. The fans want to see them. The fans would prefer that they were there instead of the rest of the members of the Freak Show. So Bob gets left in the back in a bag to shut his mouth.
I know the fans have been missing Bob. And speaking of missing Bob, there was a period of time a few years ago when Gregor Petrov had kidnapped Bob and did some very terrible things to Bob's person. Big V, you were involved in that and had to fight to win back possession of Bob. I'm sure it was a very dark time in Bob's life. Bob, can you tell us some of the things that you experienced when under the control of Gregor Petrov?
No, they don't absolutely need to hear about that. You know what? Hey, when he was taken by Gregor Petrov, that was a moment in my life where I thought everything was going downhill. But what I realize now is Gregor Petrov is trying to do me a favor. You see, when I tried to fight back for Bob, I should have just let him stay, because Bob is nothing but an ungrateful, unhappy little man. And I have had nothing but problems ever since I got him back. Bob, no. You know what? You sit there and shut your mouth, and I'm going to finish this.
Bob, I'm sure that the time you were with Petrov still gives you some PTSD. When you're not around the ring and you're relegated to the locker room in a bag, do you have a lot of nightmares and a lot of flashbacks to that time with Petrov? Or does that make you that more determined to get out of that bag and go to the ring with Big V or possibly someone else?
If you want to tell them that, that's fine. You know what, Side Guy? I'm going to go run to the bathroom. You can have all the conversation you want with Bob at this moment.
Oh, okay.
Understood. Well, Bob, obviously if your services are not being utilized, that could open things up for you to manage any number of people at Blue Collar Wrestling, be it your old arch nemesis Petrov, be it the Natural Born Outlaws, possibly the Cool Hills are looking for management, or you could even bring in your own talent from outside of the organization and try to run BCW that way. Have you given that any thought? Very interesting. Okay. QT, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes. Bob, Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist, has entertained huge crowds both in the U.S. and abroad. His puppets, such as Peanut, Ahmed the Terrorist, the Cranky Walter, Jose Jalapeno on a Stick, Bubba J, and Melvin the Superhero Guy, and the lesser-known Pumpkin, Mole, and Sweet Daddy D have been training here and abroad. Which of Jeff's puppets would you most like to work with? Okay, I think he said he's going to go with Sweet Daddy D and Ahmed the Terrorist. Yes. I think, Sangai.
Oh, my God, Bob. I was trying to go to the bathroom in peace, and you wouldn't shut up. And
oh, okay.
QT,
yes.
I heard jalapeno, so I don't know what you're hearing. But from the other room, he clearly said jalapeno.
Yes. Not jalapeno poppers, which I would love to see as a side dish or appetizer that they would serve at Blue Collar Wrestling. But I asked Bob which of Jeff Dunham's puppets, ventriloquist puppets, he would most like to work with, and I gave him, of course, Peanut, Ahmed the Terrorist, the Cranky Walter, and Jose Jalapeno on a Stick. He did not pick Jose Jalapeno on a Stick.
And that's what I heard. I don't know what you're hearing, but that's what I heard.
Well, of all Big V, out of all those puppets, including Melvin the Superhero and Mole and Sweet Daddy D and, of course, Peanut, which one of these ventriloquist puppets would Buddy Highway most likely work with and please the BCW crowd?
You know, why are we talking about puppets? Why are we asking questions like this? You see, QT, this is another reason I didn't want to be here, was because it was peaceful not seeing you around, not hearing you. You know, I remember a point where you were giving me fruit pies for a while. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to Big V's love?
Well, I would like to say, Big V, that I am in contract negotiations right now with Jackson Bourne to bring back the fruit pie to Blue Collar Wrestling. And today's 9 7/8 will be published shortly after the show. Yes. Your name could be on that list.
Oh,
now,
my name hasn't been on that list for quite a while. I think you... No, Bob. No, your name does not belong on that list. Bob, shut up.
Well,
so QT. QT.
Yes. Yes?
When I would approach you, you did nothing but cower. When I approached you, you did nothing but try to suck up. But as soon as I walked away, now, Sad Guy has told me this. You have nothing but negative things to say about me. Is that true?
Well, have you ever had a bug on you or a hidden camera or a recording device that you can confirm this? These vicious rumors that are about me.
Hey.
Yes.
I am taking Sun Guy's word for it.
I think Gregor Petrov might have something to do with this. Spreading rumors that I cowered before you, and then when you walked away, I talked behind your back. I think he saw me dating his ex, Sarah Jane, and he started rumors about me. Sarah Jane, the metal folding chair. Yes, Gregor Petrov.
That is kind of disturbing, QT. You have a very big infatuation with inanimate objects that, I don't know, you might belong in the hospital more than I do.
If I am committed, do I have your permission to work with Bob? Not that Bob was ever committed, but I heard from my wrestling sources in Shelton, Washington, and you yourself said that he was a wet nothing and knew nothing about wrestling. I think Bob once had a drinking problem, and he was down and out on Burnside Avenue. He may have been roommates with Billy Jack Haynes. If a person or a puppet had that background, I think I could work with him. Yes.
Who knows what's going to happen in the future, QT? Who knows what's going to happen?
I hear that. Hopefully a Donald Trump re-election. And Donald Trump could come to blue-collar wrestling. Yes. I mean, all I'm saying is I see a striking resemblance between you and Bobby Lashley. That's what I'm saying. Bobby Lashley. Yes. But
what other questions do we have?
Can I work with Bob in the near future, seeing that he was once down and out on Burnside Avenue?
Well, as Bob's handler, me and you could sit down one-on-one and have a negotiation.
Ooh, a negotiation. Well, what would the 5-bullet point of this negotiation center around? Could it be a possible management position on my part?
That is something that we could sit down and discuss.
I see.
One-on-one.
Can you give me a hint of the other four that topics that might come up?
These topics can't be brought up on recording devices.
Oh, okay.
Well, like I say, I'm sure. Where in the world is Eric Hansen these days?
Well, if Eric Hansen was smart, he was staying away from you as far as possible.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. If it's any consolation, Eric Hansen has not been ranked, I believe, at all this year in our Turnbuckle Turmoil rankings.
Do you have an issue with Eric Hansen as well?
What's that?
I said, do you have an issue with Eric Hansen as well?
Oh, no. I just saw how you shot him down in flames in that match in 2014.
I was there.
I had an autographed Bob shirt, and I saw you get the victory over Eric Hansen. That was March 2nd, 2014, already 5.5 years ago.
Yes. Eric Hansen had some pretty good matches back then.
I hear
me
that.
Eric Hansen, me and Eric Hansen went toe-to-toe for the title a few times. And you see,
that's
Eric Hansen is a great competitor. Bob, shut your mouth. I am taking over this interview because you are an ungrateful individual. You wanted to go on the show, but you would not speak up. Speaking of, when's the last time Big Vicious was invited onto the show?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look in our archives, but I am now extending an invitation to you, Big V, to join us in the 10th anniversary special. 10th anniversary.
That's coming up in January.
Okay, so I see you have all these dates wrote down for different events and situations that happened, but you can't remember the last time Big Vicious was invited onto this show. No.
We'll
be have to invite Bob onto this show. Is this a situation where Big Vicious is being pushed to the side again because of this monkey? Yes, I called you a monkey, Bob.
Boy, Boy, though, that's a pretty strong word. Now, Big V, you gotta admit that there's a very good possibility, and I went into the genealogy of service. Genealogy. That's where you trace the DNA of everyone, and their ancestors. Their ancestors. Well, I did a special test on Bob, and it's rumored that his grandparents were Raggedy Ann and Andy. Yes. So that would cause nightmares in just about anyone. Yes. Plus being a roommate with Billy Jack Haynes. So I think Bob is suffering from some flashbacks. Yes.
I don't know about his genealogy of what piece of yarn impregnated another piece of yarn that made Bob. But I do know that he does carry something very special around dear to me. He has been carrying around my sister since 2011. He's been holding...
Would that be Bob Bett?
What was that?
Would that be Bob Bett?
No. My sister. My mom.
Oh, all right.
Passed away. Sister. QT.
Yes.
Do not interrupt me again.
Oh, okay.
I will find where you are hiding right now. I will kick in your door, and I will use you as a QT. And in a QT, I mean a Q-tip to clean out
Q-tip.
My ears.
Ah! Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that doesn't quite. Will you accept an invitation to our 10th anniversary show, of which Tech is going to be on?
If you are inviting me to the 10th anniversary,
yes,
I would like to come in and crash your 10th anniversary.
I don't really like that word crash. It conjures up images of the crash dummies, of which Bob is a huge fan. Yes.
Oh, Bob just shook his head. Yes, he is a big fan.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, Big B, what are Bob's plans for this upcoming Christmas? Christmas can shake pretty much anyone out of the doldrums of any problems they're having. Yes. Are you and Bob going to sit? What I'm asking is, are you and Bob going to sit down over at Christmas dinner?
You see, I would prefer to have a peaceful Christmas dinner. So you know what? If Bob would like to go over to your house and have Christmas dinner, he is more than happy to, because he is not welcome at my table.
Wow. Well, it's okay. That's pretty sad right there. Is there any chance that you and Bob had a quarrel over a football game? Like, was he an LSU fan and were you an Alabama fan? Was there any griefing involved, and were there any guns pointed? Because that's happened. Yes.
I don't know where you're getting your information from, but when we watch football, we watch football in separate areas, because I think he has a booker that sits there and feeds him information, because every time we watch a game, he seems to know exactly what's going to happen, and he constantly wins the bets that we make. So no, we do not sit there and watch football together, because he would end up being nothing but stuffing sitting on the floor if we ever sat there and watched the game again.
I see. Now, Big B, on this show, the topic of a wrestler's top five horror movies of all time have come up, and somehow it's been wrestling related. Can you tell our Timbuckle Timoil fans what your top five horror movies of all time were? And then we're going to ask Bob the same question. You can start. And after you answer, I'll tell you how they're wrestling related. Okay, go. Top five.
What are my top five horror movies?
Yes.
Trick or Treat. The original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
The original Friday the 13th. Creepshow and Creepshow 2.
I see. I noticed that you didn't include the 1950s all-time classic The Hills Have Eyes.
That reminds me too much of Meat.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, in The Family Guy, Quagmire works out a deal with the guy who was, oh, yeah, Freddy Krueger. He worked out a deal, Freddy Krueger, a Nightmare on Elm Street. Is Bob a huge fan of Quagmire on Family Guy?
Oh, now you got him started. He's in here saying giggity, giggity, giggity.
Oh, okay.
No, Bob, put that away. Put it away. Oh, you don't even know what he was doing right now.
Wow. All right. I'll try not to imagine. You know, even sock puppets need love.
Okay. All right.
Well, now we've covered your top five horror movies. What are your top five action movies, and does one of these movies involve The Rock?
Actually, no. None of them involve The Rock. I mean, there's rocks in the movie. There's rocks all over the place in some of the movies. But no, none of them involve The Rock.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can give us the top five, and at this time I'm going to say Wendy O. Williams was in one of them. Wendy O. Williams.
No, my top five action movies would be Highlander, Superman. They Live.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm building up suspense. Why do you have to rush me? Here's the problem. You rush and rush and rush, and you don't enjoy life.
Well, that's true.
That is a
very rushed season. Yes.
You got Bob over here doing some. Anyways, two more movies, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I would have to say Tron. Oh, you know, this ain't one of my favorite movies, but we'll just put it in there. Because you mentioned The Rock, the movie would have to be The Rock.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Okay. They Live, of course, starring Roddy Piper.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Do you also know what other action movie, action crime movie he was in?
What's that?
Do you not know?
I don't know.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Oh, okay. How could I overlook that?
Because you rush through life. You don't sit back and enjoy the moment.
I hear that. I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum from Bob Marley. And how ironic is that, Bob Marley? Get it? Yes. Very opposite of that spectrum. I guess this comes from my time when I did a little bit of time in the service, and I was in New York City. Everything was rushed there. But I, when I was at Governor's Island, right in the middle of the channel, and I looked over at New York City, there seemed to be a pall cast over that city. I think they were shooting a Batman movie, and some of the Joker's persona was indeed rubbing off on New York. I rarely ventured into New York, Big V, rarely. But some of the I think some of that energy brushed stuff off on me as I was gazing at New York City over from Governor's Island. Yes, I think somehow
when I came
to blue collar wrestling, some of that nervous energy or that tick that I have sometimes also brushed off.
I've picked up on this.
Yes. I blame the Joker movie that was being shot in New York City at the time, and the Coast Guard.
Interesting. You're the problem with the world today. You blame things on movies. You blame your problems on movies.
Well, some movies, yes.
All right.
I would say so. All right. Well, for a five-minute period, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy because I myself need to go to the bathroom and also speak to the sock puppet that I have in my bathroom. Yes.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
I will send you pictures.
Yeah, and the puppet I have.
All right, well, QT, don't do anything too out of the ordinary with that sock puppet.
Oh, okay.
Big V, we know that you need to get some passes in order to do your wrestling bookings, and that's a process that maybe Bob doesn't have to deal with so much. Has Bob ever thought of traveling and working outside of the Pacific Northwest on his own?
I knew it, you little ragdoll. See, Bob says he was in negotiations to go work outside of the Pacific Northwest. What? Oh, you dirty little thing. No, he actually had some pretty big negotiations to go work outside of the Pacific Northwest, but then he said he felt bad for me. You see, this is the problem with this monkey. He thinks he's bigger. He thinks he's better.
Albert, are a number of places that Bob would probably fit, but one of the places I personally have always felt Bob would fit would be DDT in Japan. I could see a 23 and a quarter star classic coming out of Bob versus Hirohiko in DDT. We've had one member of the DDT roster at Blue Collar Wrestling before, that being Jason Kincaid. Bob, have you ever been in talks with anyone from DDT and possibly going to that promotion?
He said no, but he's pretty sure. Oh, what? Oh, Bob is telling me that he's had conversations with you about trying to get bookings in place. Sign Guy. You see, I thought all my animosity was going towards QT, but now I'm getting told information that you have tried to negotiate things for Bob.
Well, I personally have a dream in life where Bob gets to DDT in Japan. It's one of my biggest dreams.
Oh, Sign Guy. I thought this was going to be a nice, nice conversation where I didn't threaten you this time. What?
That was the hope and dream.
Oh. So Bob says that any negotiations that you have for him, he would be willing to take.
Well, Bob, you might want to work on getting a passport then, because maybe we'll contact some people and see if we can get you to DDT.
Oh. You know, Bob, after this, we're going to have a big, long conversation. See, I can't do or say the things that I want to say right now to him because this is a recorded conversation.
I see. Well, Bob, there was an arrival in the Pacific Northwest of someone that might be a perfect opponent for you or possibly a partner at some point. Chicken Bob now lives with me, and Chicken Bob is an accomplished professional wrestling personality as well. You met him at Blue Collar Wrestling recently. Are there any chances that you and Chicken Bob would either wrestle or team up in the near future?
Of course you would, Bob. He said anytime, any place, he would be more than happy to work with Chicken.
I think that would be huge. And incidentally, Chicken will be a guest on this very program next week.
Interesting.
I think so. Now, Bob, you have been to a few different promotions other than Blue Collar Wrestling over the course of your career. You've seen some things go down. You've seen a few scary incidents in the ring. You've been part of a few scary incidents in the ring. We've seen the introduction of, like, ashes from a person introduced into a ring in a match you were involved with once. To date, what would you say has been the scariest incident that you have ever had?
You got the poor little guy shaking in a corner now, bringing up some horrible. So you mentioned earlier that you probably had some turmoil and PTSD from. Why would you bring stuff up like this, sign guy? He's over here. He's over here, mumbling Petrov. I think you're bringing up the moment that he got stomped on in the ring and ashes went everywhere.
Well,
now you got me feeling bad for Bob, and I'm actually mad at Bob, but now I'm sad for Bob, and now you're pissing me off. It's okay, Bob. It's okay.
If it's any consolation, Bob, I also sometimes have PTSD flashbacks over that very incident.
It's okay. Do you know the amount of hate that was pushed his way after that moment? You know how much trouble he went through after that moment? And it wasn't even his fault. We almost had him past it. We almost had him better. But then you had to bring it up, son guy.
Oh, my apologies, Bob. On the flip side of that, we know that you have been very popular with the fans for a long time. What's some of the happy memories that you have interacting with fans?
Oh. I didn't quite understand that, Bob. Quit whining. He said that every time the announcer would introduce me and then introduce him and the crowd would pop, that is one of his favorite moments. Of course it would be, Bob. You're taking all the glory away from me.
Well, Bob, there is a fan that has followed your career very, very closely over the last several years. He actually even has your name as his own name. He has saved more sports entertainers than penicillin over his career, that being Bob Hardy. What's your thoughts on famed professional wrestling fan of the Northwest, Bob Hardy?
You know, he says he misses Bob. He says one of the worst things about me keeping him in the back is him not being able to see Bob. You see, now I would have to say both Bob and Bob Hardy are two of the most annoying individuals I have ever dealt with, closely to you and QT. But Bob seems to have a really big liking for Bob. I don't know if it's because of the name or it's because of Bob's crazy, wacky doings in the crowd. But he seems to really enjoy Bob. Bob.
I can see that. Now, I understand QT has a few more questions, so QT... Try not to anger anyone, but ask your question.
Well, Bob, it's obvious you are suffering from some type of narcissism and maybe PTSD. Have you considered writing an autobiography? Many psychiatrists recommend to the patients that they write down their feelings on paper. For instance, many rock stars have published their autobiography. Like Jeff McKagan wrote a book called It's So Easy and Other Lies. And the rock band Motley Crue wrote in kind of like a tag team effort the autobiography called The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band. John Lydon, singer of the Sex Pistols, wrote his autobiography, Rotten, No Irish, No Blacks, No Dogs. David Crosby wrote his autobiography, Long Time Gone. And there was an autobiography written about Kurt Cobain called Heavier Than Heaven. And Bill Wyman, the bassist of the Rolling Stones, wrote Stone Alone, the story of a rock band by a bassist, Bill Wyman. Bob, would you consider writing an autobiography yourself? That's the crux of my question. And what would it be called?
Well, I could answer this for Bob because I've had to help him with it. He is in the process of making a story of his life. No, he will not give you the title of it yet because he doesn't want anybody stealing his ideas. But I do say mid next year there should be his book out on the table at a nearby professional wrestling event.
Wow, all right, very good. Now, in these autobiographies, you often have a foreword in the inside lining of the jacket. Other personalities that give out a clue about what this book is going to be or the relationship to the author. Have you heard any of the rumors that Alaskan manager Y period T period Jones is going to put his stamp of approval on this book and make a comment on the interior lining of the book that Bob is going to write? Period Jones, have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. I do not know.
All right. How about the rumors that Kevin Brandt himself might write inside the biography?
Did you just mention Kevin Brandt?
Yes. Kevin Brandt, yes.
You know, Kevin Brandt has been a thorn in my side for many years. Bob seems to take a liking to Kevin Brandt. I don't know if it's that little fuzzy patch of hair that he has on the top of his bald head, or if it's his wacky, crazy loving of metal music and horror movies. But Bob has not told me if that would be true or not, so I don't know. But the way he has the look on his face, it may be possible.
I see. Well, I can kind of see where you're coming from, Big B. Kevin Brandt and I haven't seen eye to eye over the years on various issues, but I do like his styling glasses. And whenever he falls by ringside, I'm quick to steal his shoes. Yes.
Maybe you should steal his ugly mug and his plastic hip so we would get rid of Kevin Brandt.
I didn't know he had a plastic hip. Wow, that's
well,
that's
if he doesn't
new.
Have a plastic hip now, when I get done with him, he will.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, okay, I could see that, yes. It is somehow your chokeslam seem to have that effect on people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, now, Big B, I think I may have a synopsis of something that may be bugging Bob. And that is, Bob's never been invited on Sign Guy's Sign of the Time show. Now, I hear that Bob is a huge fan of women's champ Casey Carlisle and her huge title belts. Bob has looked at the fact that Casey Carlisle has graduated from Hot Nurse University and the Army School of Refinement. Could it be that part of Bob's angst is that he just hasn't been invited on Sign Guy's Sign of the Times? And, I think Casey Carlisle is coming out to the Northwest again pretty soon. And would it crush Bob's spirit if he was left in a closet while the Sign of the Times was filming? And maybe you yourself was on the Sign of the Times with Casey Carlisle. Why?
Bob, you got him all excited over here. He's always wanted to be on the Sign of the Oh, no. All right, you go over here. Okay, so from his reactions, it looks like he would be excited, I say excited loosely, to be on the Sign of the Times.
Oh, okay. Now, Big V, could it be that in your subconscious yourself, that when you have been rattled by wrestlers and have been semi-concussed by some lucky moves, by the way, I want to emphasize that, lucky moves that have semi-concussed you, that in your semi-dreamlike state, you have never heard Bob yell, "Hot nurse needed." Could that be in your angst yourself, Bob never yelling that?
Bob yells a lot of things. And you know what? I think "hot nurse needed" would probably be one of the mildest things that he has ever said.
I see. Well, in the early days when Pa Moonshine would carry that megaphone, it was one of my fondest wishes that he would steal that megaphone from Pa Moonshine and yell "hot nurse needed" and other stuff. That megaphone. Pa never carries the megaphone anymore. The megaphone.
Well, a funny story. The reason why Pa never carries the megaphone anymore is because of some of the things that Bob did to it backstage.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think you would want to carry the megaphone around.
Probably not. I would have to dip this in hydrochloric acid to use it. Hydrochloric acid, yes.
Hydrochloric acid.
Oh, okay. Well, back to you, Sun Guy. I really needed to ask those two questions.
All right, QT, thank you. Well, we're getting down to the last few minutes, so Bob, if there's anything in closing you want to say or plug, be it merchandise, social medias, upcoming appearances, your favorite TV show, anything in the world, floor is all yours, Bob.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I would agree. Oh, you didn't have to bring that up. All right, that's it.
Wow.
I got all that.
All right. Well, Big V, same for you. If there's anything you want to say to the listeners, plug or promote everything you want, the upcoming shows, merchandise, social medias, your favorite ice cream parlor, anything at all, floor is all yours.
I just have to plug that every Sunday night at the North Portland Eagles Lodge, 7611 North Exeter Street, Blue Collar Wrestling, home of the Freak Show, probably the greatest faction that BCW has ever seen. And other than that, I wasn't invited on the show, so I don't think I need to bring anything else to this table other than the next time I see you, Sign Guy, I am going to have some words with you. And QT, if you ever show your face again, I think we have to have a discussion.
Well, yes, we do. I'd like to write an autobiography with you. QT Votes and Big V. Yes. We could sit down at the Dancing Bear and ask you that.
The Dancing Bear.
Oh, come on. Yes. Yeah, we just have to come up with a catchy title to a Big autobiography. Something like Wasted Days, Wasted Nights, but Thoroughly Sober Afternoons, something like that.
I think that could be something that we can do.
Okay. Boy, I'll look forward to that.
I look forward to that more than sitting here listening to Bob squawk.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yes.
Getting pretty tiring, yeah.
Oh, you think it's tiring. I have to sit here and hear it all the time. You guys just had an hour of your life wasted because of his squawking. I hear it every single day and every single night. I don't even get good sleep because of his chattering.
I don't think this was a wasted hour. In fact, this was very enlightening to me. Very enlightening. It's much better than reading War and Peace.
All right. Well, Bob and Big V, I want to thank you for taking time to be on Turnbuckle Turmoil today. We definitely appreciate both of you, Big V. We will be in touch to get you on the 10-year anniversary show, most definitely. Bob, of course, you're welcome as well. And I will talk to Chicken Bob and see if we can't get that match signed and then maybe get Bob and Chicken Bob all the way to Japan for DDT. That would be huge. And then as we wrap up for today, we want to send our condolences out to a couple of sports entertainers. Big John Wall, former guest of the show, lost his grandfather the other day. And Scarecrow from Hoosier Pro Wrestling, someone I've known for many, many years, lost his mother just a couple of days ago. So we want to send our well wishes and our thoughts to them. And we will be back with you next week, next Friday afternoon. We'll be joined by my new ally in HPW, Piper, representing the GK family. And then 1 week from today, like I said earlier, Chicken will be on the show. I'm sure Cousin Cooter will be here as well, but Chicken is coming. It'll be great. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling, wherever it may be. There's a lot out there today, so find yourself a show, support it, and we'll be back with you next week.